You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
December 21st, 2007,
with our musical guest,
Dream Date, Eden Sky, and Andy Dick.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of the show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon, it's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun, and when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the second half of the show. On tap for today's show, we've got a great band from the Bay Area called Dream Date and our regular contributor, natural time visionary, Eden Sky. This is the solstice episode of the show, and we'll also be perhaps joined by a very special guest in the second half of the show and taking your calls. Whether you are a first-time listener or one of our diehard synchronicity surfers, the Pop Oracle is sure to have some surprises in store for you today, so please stay tuned to the Radio 8 Ball Show. But first, give your attention to those wonderfully intrepid businesses whose generous support makes this broadcast possible.
Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
And by Outhouse Productions, celebrating the release of their new music video with Papa Dweeb.
Neil Young stole my dog. Had a concert in the front yard.
For more information on Outhouse Productions and their professional videography services, visit outhouseproductions.com.
Neil Young stole my dog. Now he's singing in the back line.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions. Our musical guests on today's show is a band called Dream Date from the Bay Area, who have weirdly karmically linked to the Radio 8 Ball show. You just always seem to be showing up at auspicious times, whether it's here or on the show we do in Olympia on Chaos. So welcome. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And you are...
I'm Yaming.
Anna.
And I'm Albert.
Albert, you can't hear him, but you can hear his drums. Yes. So you have a list of 8 songs, numbered 1 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to do some musical divination here. So today's show, being the solstice show, the darkest day of the year, the beginning of moving back towards things getting lighter, I would like to ask for the solstice theme song for today.
Oh. That's a
good question. Being at the show is Radio 8 Ball, I'm going to go for song number 8. And let's see what we get from Dream Date.
Hold on to your words, dear, 'cause it's certain that I when you see me fall away, don't be alarmed. I wasn't meant to stay. No way. So you've got to march on in the shoes standing next to you, my darling, now. Oh, how. Oh, 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 oh. So don't you worry about me, please, 'cause it's a I'm so clever, fighting happily ever after. Oh, 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 oh.
And what was the name of that song?
That song is called It's Certain.
It's Certain. And is that on one of your CDs?
It is. It's on our record called Come Over Now.
Come Over Now. You can find that on your MySpace site, right?
That's true.
Cool. And we'll be giving that information later in the show. So that was the answer to my question, looking for a solstice theme song for this solstice 2007. And well, I had some ideas, but what did you think about that as the answer to the question?
I don't know. I'm no good at that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, tell us. Yeah, you can just give us some insight into what the song's about.
Yamin's the writer of the song, so why don't we have her tell
us. Well, the
song's
basically about being with your boyfriend and kind of knowing that you're not going to stay with him and, you know, just anticipating that moment and sort of letting go before it actually happens.
Which I think is actually perfect for the solstice, because that's, I mean, the solstice is all about what's ready to die. I've really been taking that on this particular solstice, and it's been great. It's inspired me to end some relationships that weren't really working and to clean my room, which is something that I haven't done. You know,
totally.
Like, I've sort of straightened up, but I haven't really gotten in and cleaned. And, like, for the last 2 weeks, I've just been like, get it out of here. Get it out. Ah, trash it. You know, it's been great. It's a song about the liberation of letting go. At the same time, it's also, I felt the singer in the song encouraging the person who they're singing to. I don't know if you're being sarcastic, though, in the hold on to your words and march on in those shoes.
No, it's not sarcasm. It's sincere.
Yeah. It seems like it's saying, you know, this is going to be tough. It's not always easy to go it alone, mm-hmm. but we're coming towards the end. And that's where we are right now. We're coming towards the end of the year. And, you know, the more that we can let go of the stuff from the last year that didn't work, the more we're not going to have it reborn into the next year with us. So I think that's great. I thought that was a fantastic answer. Cool. Well, that's another example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And in the next segment, we are going to be joined by Natural Time visionary Eden Sky. And after that, we will be starting to take your calls. And maybe we'll have a special guest here on the air. And we'll be giving out the number that you can call later on in the show. So please stick around for more Radio 8 Ball.
Join us at the Capitol Hill Arts Center Lounge for drink specials, free foosball, and happy hour, 6 to 8 p.m. every night of the week. Down the ramp at Capitol Hill Arts Center, 1621 12th Avenue. For events and information, go to www.capitolhillarts.com.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin, this is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
That was so long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin.
Your mom was in porn, if your mom was in porn. so lonely.
Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
The jack-o'-lantern looked at me and I responded accordingly.
Aeon. New Year's Eve costume ball. This New Year's Eve, surround yourself in exquisite original artwork and melt into the music which carries you through multiple rooms of decadent mystery. Aeon, at Capitol Hill Arts Center on 12th and Pine in Seattle. Who knows what the new year will bring? We do. Aeon, www.infiniteconnections.org.
The Art of Constructive Living is alive and well on The Gary Mann Show, Tuesdays at noon. It's your personal power lunch with a variety of experts serving up fresh ideas to take you from where you are in life to where you want to be. Sit down to a banquet for your brain, and I'll pick up the check. Join me every Tuesday at noon for The Gary Mann Show, right here on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW.
Tune in to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair every Monday at noon. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightening conversations with authors, creatives, innovative business and health professionals, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time. Pull up a chair and join us Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Check Vicki's guest schedule at conversationslive.net.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions. I'm your host, Andras Jones, here with the band Dream Date from San Francisco, Berkeley, really, right?
Oakland,
I'm sorry, from Oakland. You don't want to get mix that one up. And on the line from Portland, Oregon, we have, I think that's right, we have our regular contributing guest, one of our favorite people, natural time visionary, Eden Sky. Welcome to back to Radio 8 Ball, Eden.
Greetings, Andras. Thank you for having me back on the Radio 8 Ball. And as you mentioned, today is the winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
And today is rather auspicious because it marks the 5-year countdown until December solstice 2012, which I'm sure many people have heard about as it's the sort of legendary end of the Mayan Great Cycle. And I think there's quite a buzz around 2012 these days. And so we're, as of today, exactly 5 years away from that point, five cycles around the sun. And, you know, 2012, I'm sure as a lot of people know by now, it's understood as the completion of this current world era and a transition point into a new world age, a new era of consciousness. So like the time that we're in right now, this particular moment in the next 5 years is understood as the closing of the cycle or the road to 2012, or the Hopi call it the time of great purification. And I really feel like the signs of that are absolutely everywhere, both inside myself and everywhere I look and all of the world systems and just the dynamics that are playing out in the world scene. And the thing that I think is interesting is Dr. Jose Arguelles, he talks about the Great Mayan Cycle in terms of being a map of history. Because if you look at it from the perspective that it's a 5,125-year cycle, it started in 3113 BC, which corresponds really precisely with the beginning of recorded history and civilization in Sumeria and Mesopotamia. So he talks about how what we're experiencing right now is like the wave, a culmination wave of the last 5,000 years of history. And I find that really relevant myself when I contemplate how intense everything is and how really, you know, a lot of times I contemplate this sort of what I call systemic corruption that I see in the global system and the way everything feels so kind of rigged, you know, in terms of unsustainable and materialist and toxic and sort of insane. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for me, when I recognize that we're in this huge cycle that these ancient people have marked for us, it gives me this feeling that there's like a cosmic context for all that's playing out right now. And it helps me not get sucked into like fear of where, you know, not that we aren't in it, we are definitely in a state of planetary crisis, but it helps me understand that the crisis is like right on schedule, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. We were just talking about that off air. Like, being when you're in tune with the natural rhythms, it makes the stuff that the dramas that come up in your own life seem more in context and more like, oh yeah, I'm exactly where I should be, even if it's, you know, breaking my leg or ending a relationship or something.
Yeah, and you know, I really feel that that humanity is really in a deep healing process right now, whether it's, you know, deep childhood wounds, the traumas, dysfunctions, that there's this incredible healing, cleansing, reclaiming of the shadow energies. Like, there's just so much to work out in this process of what does it mean to actually be functional and to be whole. And as well as in the larger picture of, you know, the iniquities and just the sort of... you know, just like the way I perceive it, based on studying these prophecies the last 12 years and just taking all of it in, it really, really, it's like right now we're in this like in between time, because the old world that's like founded on, you know, greed and fear and ignorance is like it's in the process of dying, but it still in a lot of ways looks like it's very much alive, but it's actually, you know, from a larger perspective, it is dying out. And yet there's this new world that's like simultaneously kind of emerging from our hearts and our minds and our spirits, but it hasn't necessarily actualized all the way in this third dimension, because there's still, the old world is still dying, and there's sort of this conflict or conflicting interest. It's kind of a confusing time. And I think that what's important is for those of us that have the awareness that we're in this cycle, that we really take the responsibility of like holding the vision, holding the intention, holding that like pioneering spirit to endure, you know, as this cycle continues to close, and you know, like focus on that which hasn't actualized yet, but we know is to come. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. So tie this into the natural time calendar that you work with.
Well, you know, the calendar that we work with is the 13-month calendar, and it's all based on the work of Dr. Jose Arguelles. And the whole calendar is in service and is focused on aligning our vibration and our mind and our sense of time with nature, with the galaxy, with the universe, so that we can be these be in phase, that we can be in sync, rather than be in this kind of man-made artificial world, which really the old world is perfectly represented in the sort of the Gregorian calendar, the mechanical clock, in the sense that time is money and you all have to just work to pay your bill. Like Jose says, you know, that human beings are the only species that pays to be born, pays to live, and pays to die. You know, we're the only species. You know, it's like the whole thing is just set up on this premise. And so So the calendar is all focused on tuning us in or aligning us so that we can meet this synchronization with, he actually calls it galactic synchronization, like in 2013, which he refers to as a cycle of post-history. Like basically, you know, basically pioneering a new culture that's in harmony with nature. And that's actually what my question is to the eight ball.
Great.
This is a good time. My question is, I want to ask how we can continue to awaken our faculties as agents of a new culture, as agents of a new world, how we can continue to awaken our faculties.
Okay. Now, would you pick a number between 1 and 7?
Yeah, I'd like 3, please.
Okay, song number 3 from Dream Date.
Open roads and tour vans showed extraordinary things. And don't forget the boys to separate the girls that sing. And try to catch his eye or steal a smile. 'Cause there's nothing but mountains for a while. Forgetting about what's back home and not giving a muck. 'Cause when I get back home, I'm moving out and we're breaking up. 'Cause now that I have seen and had all this, how could I be excited for one kiss? And I was waiting there for you for quite some time. So think it through. I never really thought you knew me well. We're stranded one more night in this hotel. But overall, the trip is going well. But after I have seen and had all this, how could I be excited for one kiss?
And what was the name of that song, Dream Date?
That song's called Tour Song.
Tour Song.
Yeah.
The answer to Eden's question, how to continue to awaken, how can we continue to awaken our faculties so that we can be agents of a new world? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, Eden, what did you think
I don't know. Why don't you start?
Oh, really? Oh, I thought there was some great,
it was a little hard for me to hear, to be honest.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to follow your lead.
Okay, well, first I'll toss it over here to Dream Date, to the Dream Daters. Who penned that song?
I penned that one.
Okay, so
Anna.
So Anna, can you see how that might answer a question, or maybe give us some insight into what you were thinking when you wrote the song?
I think I might need that question dumbed down a little bit.
Okay, you know, what do we need to learn to be a positive force towards making things better? About right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this song. I wrote when we were on tour last year, which we also stopped through the Radio 8 Ball.
Yeah.
And it's basically about being on the road and seeing new opportunities and falling in love, kind of because tour is this like magical place where you get to do what you want to do and see different people everywhere you go, different town every night. And it's sort of just like a fantasy world that you can be a different person every night. And so it was just sort of an ode to the fact that I fell in love on that last tour. And when I came home, I moved out. And mm-hmm. I changed my life all.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there's some great stuff there. What was that, the line, what's the first verse?
It's open roads and tour vans towed extraordinary things. Don't forget the boys to separate the girls that sing.
What does that mean? Oh, because you guys both crush on the same guy?
Well, we had been on tour together with all girls before we started this tour with boys.
Uh-huh.
And we were going crazy and fighting each other and, like, you know, getting all stressed out. But then when we had boys around, it sort of separated us from each other.
Oh. So that's a good thing. Okay.
We were able to concentrate on boys more than our problems.
Well, so, I mean, there's obviously a thing about balancing masculine and feminine energies. There's something positive there. I like the idea about, you know, and this is really, I mean, both these songs in certain ways are about the feminine busting out in a way. Like, you know, you get to be out there and be the rock star. And then it was sort of there in the first song, in Ye Ming's song, that she's getting ready to go out and do her own thing, too. And so that, you know, that might be, you know, there might be something there. The line about nothing but mountains for a while, getting ready for there to be not so much human society, might be something that we could awaken to.
I've actually kind of been struck by something
yeah?
with it, actually, because we were just discussing it. I'm not too in tune with like cosmic or the solstice. We were just talking about that in the break, and then bringing up our songs. Our band's totally like love songs and real personal. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of struck by the fact that like maybe just our songwriting in general, like how to tune in more to like humanity and what we need to do. Because I'm real stuck in my own head, like with my own personal problems with boys. I'm not in tune with like I need change. I need to like mm-hmm. get more involved in like bettering, you know, humanity. I'm real stuck, and I'm probably like a lot of people are. I'm stuck in my own head about like my own personal problems, which might be kind of an interesting.
But what's interesting here is that you're finding that your exploration of your personal world is sort of a microcosm
True.
Of stuff that's going on in the larger world. I think that's one of the things that's inherent in what Eden's trying to spread, the word that she's trying to spread, which is that you are in rhythm with time regardless.
Yeah.
It's just when you bring consciousness to it, it mm-hmm. gets easier. There's less struggle with it. Actually, there's a bunch more here, but I want to bring Eden into this. Mm-hmm. What are you getting out of this now, Eden?
Yeah, I was really. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was really excited about hearing what you were saying about I forget your name. Is it Anna?
Yeah, Anna.
About just more into account the sort of a larger picture, and I think it's true what Andra said that the microcosm and the macrocosm that they are, you know, reflections. And so if we really do go deep with our personal process, we're ultimately, you know, but there's just those two sides to it. It was just really exciting to hear you say that, because I know for myself, I'm probably maybe too much focused on that, on the larger picture and humanity and what's really happening. But I was just really inspired to hear you say that. Yeah, I don't know if I have a lot to, like, I had a little bit of trouble hearing the song.
There's one other line I want to share with you, which I think is perfect. I mean, it's the line that they came back to a couple times. After all this, how could I be excited by one kiss? Mm. Once you've tasted real reality, maybe you're not going to want to come back. I mean, as much, there are some wonderful trappings of our society, right? And they make it very safe. It's like a relationship it's safe. You know what it is. Mm-hmm. He does this thing, I do that thing, and we make it work, and it's, you know, and we don't have to worry about sleeping alone. But once you've experienced freedom, maybe you are forgetting about what's back home, and you are, you know, you go back and you look at it, and you're like, wow, my room was so tiny. How did I live there? How did I breathe there? And I think that might be, when you're asked how to continue awakening our faculties so that we can be agents of a new world, we're not doing it because we want to make a new world because we're messiahs or something, but because we need it. Because once we've tasted more, that just isn't even appetizing anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's like the spiral of evolution that where it's going, and we've been in this like cycle of materialism, you know, that's just been we've gone nuts with it, really, you know, and it's like kind of playing itself out. So it's like it's just inevitable that we're waking up out of that into this new world. It's just like the schedule, you know.
Yeah. So it's like what we need to do is continue to train our taste for reality as you know, beyond, and that's sort of what I'm doing. I'm doing my yearly solstice fast, and that's part of it. Taking out the things that I use to distract myself from tasting what's there when I'm not tasting anything. We have someone else who has an idea. Albert?
There's an old aphorism that I think applies here. It's you can't live with being poor after you've seen all the riches.
Mm-hmm. So
true that.
And in this case, it's sort of like a wonderful paradox, because it's more like you can't live with being rich once you've tasted nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home. The telephone, it just doesn't seem to
Join us at the Capitol Hill Arts Center Lounge for happy hour drink specials, 6 to 8 p.m. every night. Down the ramp at Capitol Hill Arts Center, 1621 12th Avenue. For events and information, go to www.capitolhillarts.com.
Aeon. New Year's Eve costume ball. The this New Year's Eve, surround yourself in exquisite original artwork and melt into the music which carries you through multiple rooms of decadent mystery. Aeon at Capitol Hill Arts Center on 12th and Pine in Seattle. Who knows what the new year will bring? We do. Aeon. www.infiniteconnections.org.
Late night on KKNW just became even better because my show, Kevin McDonald Presents, is expanding to 5 days a week starting December 4th. We'll be on the air from Tuesday through Saturday nights from 10 to midnight. Yes, we'll continue to bring you the absolute best in local musical acts, singers, and songwriters. And now, we're taking the show on the road, bringing local talent and venues together for great live on-the-air performances that you can attend. Just visit KevinMcDonaldPresents.com for details. KKNW Late Night is the place to be in Puget Sound.
Are you a self-employed pro who's just a little sick of the soul-crushing loneliness of trying to launch your own business? Meet Biznik.com, where progressive, independent pros close deals and learn valuable and profitable skills. As AboutUs.com says, no matter what your profession, if you're passionate about pursuing constructive and long-term business relationships, Biznik is the place for you. And the first 100 lucky listeners who join Biznik and enter 8Ball as their special code will get a free one-month active membership upgrade. So visit Biznik.com. That's B-I-Z-N-I-K. Biznik. Business networking that doesn't suck.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers to the questions. We have in the studio today our musical guests playing the role of the pop oracle, a band called Dream Date. And we also have our regular contributor, natural time visionary, Eden Sky. And on the line from not so sunny Southern California, man who's been a guest on the show a couple times and is a good friend of mine and is also a birthday boy today. Has a solstice birthday. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Andy Dick.
Hi, buddy.
Hey there, Andy. Dream Date are giddy with excitement. I didn't tell them that you were going to be here. So
good. I wish I could be there in person.
Me too.
You know, it's my birthday, but it's also the darkest day of the year.
It is. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it, Andy?
And it's sunny right now. I'm looking at really nice skies here in LA, so it's the skies parted for this interview. The clouds.
Beautiful. So do you want to, basically, I was hoping, we're just thinking we'd pick a birthday song for you. What do you think about that?
I love it. Do I pick it or what?
Yeah, you pick the number. It's a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3 or 8.
1 and 8, neither 3 or 8. Let's go with 6.
Okay, song number 6, a birthday song for Andy Dick. Andy, please stay on the line. Eden, please stay on the line. Here comes the answer from Dream Date.
Okay, now I'm more nervous than I already was.
You're always talking about how you don't know the words to sing. But you never even bother to bring a notepad and a pen or a heart for you to lend. Not even just an ear, so at least you could pretend. Oh, they're always talking about how the street signs are singing at you. But you never really had a clue. 'Cause maybe it's the wind, or maybe it's your shoes, or maybe it's the concrete laughing up at you. Oh. But when you see me, I see you. And when your heart sings, I need you. Drinks go down and I spin, and guilty pleasures win. You're always talking about how you don't know the words to sing, but you never even bother to bring a notepad and a pen, nor a heart for you to lend, not even just an ear, so at least you could pretend. Oh, but when you see me, I see you. And when your heart sings, I need you. Drinks go down and I spin, and guilty pleasures win. Yeah, guilty pleasures win.
And what was the name of that song?
That song's called Guilty Pleasures.
Guilty Pleasures.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Andy.
What was that at the end?
What at the end?
I heard a weird beep. Did you hear that?
No, I think that was probably your phone.
Andy's tripping.
And it beeped and said Guilty Pleasures.
Oh, weird. Well, that's
so weird. That song was gorgeous and appropriate.
Thank you.
It was appropriate. What did you think about that as a birthday theme song for you? What lines jumped out at you?
I always talk about writing a movie, and I did write one, you know, the one that you wrote music for. Mm-hmm. But it took me 2 years, and how I think I heard the lines. You always talk about not knowing what to sing, but you never. You never do bring a notebook and a pen, and that's kind of like, it really is me.
Sorry, you're cutting out there.
I'm doing it. I'm doing what I say I'm going to do. And that song is so appropriate to me right now.
That's awesome.
It puts fire under my ass. I love it.
But I also loved how the chorus came back. You know, like there's this. It really. I mean, as someone who knows you really well, it was sort of perfect. Like there's this way how you know you're always talking big, and you're you know, and in a way you're kind of a mess. But at the same time, there's a way that the concrete's laughing at you, and when you see us, we see you. When your heart sings, you draw us out. We need you. And even I even liked the thing about the drinks going down the ice bin, because I know it's pretty public. You've had some.
I've had a few drinks.
You've had a few drinks.
I've had a few drinks in my lifetime. By the way, I'm on day 8 of a fast.
You're kidding. I'm on day 1 of a fast.
Once again, things are lining up.
Andy and I have this strange psychic link, and I kind of joke about it. I'm like, I tell people, you know, if you're going to pick any celebrity to be psychically linked with, most people probably wouldn't pick Andy Dick, but it's been a very rewarding thing for me in my life. You're, you know, having you as my spiritual brother.
I love you, but you know what I'm doing right now? I walked into a store. I got quiet because I'm picking up all the supplies to do. You're not going to believe it. I'm doing a coffee enema.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, I'm doing it. And I've heard all these great things. It doesn't affect you like it does when you drink it. It's way better for you. What it does is it activates your liver to produce all this bile, which gets squeezed out into your colon, and then the bile just eats away. Yeah, we're leaving right now. We're leaving. And then, no, thanks for my coffee enema.
Okay.
That's a bad recipe, right?
It's great. Well, I mean, it's a perfect solstice way to spend the solstice, I think.
Yeah. Shoving a tube full of coffee up my ass.
Wow.
But anyway, it eats away all the toxins in your colon. And it's really good when you're fasting. It's really good. So I haven't done it ever in my life, and this is the first time.
And I'm glad I could share that with you.
Well, guilty pleasures. Maybe that's the guilty pleasure that the song is talking about.
That was the weirdest thing. Right at the end, right when you ended it, it went, guilty pleasures. Oh, I just swore. Oh, sorry.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you get back to shopping for your coffee enema. And
okay.
Happy
well,
birthday.
It.
Happy birthday, Brandy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem.
Sure.
That's the sweetest. Can you MySpace me, please? I have a couple little MySpace things, and the one that I go on is my MySpace music. And it put, you know, MySpace me, and when you write me, put your email so I can put you on my top friends, because I really like that song, and I'm probably going to like all your music.
Aw, thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
Don't forget, lady.
We're not. Don't worry. We're going right on MySpace.
Okay.
I love you, Andra.
Love you too, Andy. Drive safe.
Okay, bye.
And we're still here doing Radio 8 Ball. That was just a quick little cul-de-sac to visit Andy Dick. And we're here doing Radio 8 Ball with Dream Date, the band from San Francisco, Andy Dick's new favorite band. And we still have Eden Sky. You're still with us, Eden?
I'm here.
Great. and we are open to take calls. The number here is 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 888-298-5569 in the Western Washington area. We probably have time to get one call in if you'd like to ask a question for the Pop Oracle. And in the meantime, let's revisit the brain trust here. So interesting themes emerging in this show. We had there's a lot of frustration that you have for people in your lives, Dream Date.
That is true. Yeah.
You seem like so nice and so like, I wonder, I'm kind of afraid of when one of these songs ends up getting written about me. We're not going to be on your show again. Eden, are you picking up any particular themes that are running through the show that sort of are jibing with? We didn't really get to today's date on the 13 Moon calendar, which is the White Resonant Wind, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For people, I know that there are people who listen to the show who follow the 13 Moon calendar. Can you give us a little bit of a sense of like what today is? I mean, this is the day that falls on the solstice in the calendar.
And yeah, today is a 7, which is all about the power of vibrations and paying attention to resonance and finding attunement with resonance. So really tuning in with the right frequency or vibration that feels aligned with our spirit. That's the other word for the wind, is the power of spirit. It's the power of communication, power of breath. It corresponds to the air or oxygen or the tree energy, actually. and yeah, you know, I actually had a, I don't know that I've tied in a lot of themes. I'm just kind of been sitting with my process of looking forward to 2012, because that's yeah. very much in my consciousness. So I had a little quote here. I didn't know if I could share it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's from Carlos Berrios, who is a representative of the Quiche Maya, the Eagle Clan from Guatemala. And this was his response to kind of like what will happen in 2012. And it's very simple, but I think it's really profound, so I'd like to share it. So here's what Carlos Berrios says in regard to 2012. He says, "The world will not end. It will be transformed. Everything will change. Change is accelerating now, and it will continue to accelerate. If the people of the Earth can get to this 2012 date in good shape without having destroyed too much of the Earth, we will rise to a new, higher level. But to get there, we must transform enormously powerful forces that seek to block the way. Humanity will continue, but in a different way. Material structures will change. From this, we will have the opportunity to be more human. Our planet can be renewed or ravaged. Now is the time to awaken and take action. The prophesized changes are going to happen, but our attitude and actions determine how harsh or mild they are. This is a crucially important moment for humanity and for Earth. Each person is important. If you have incarnated into this era, you have spiritual work to do balancing the planet.
The greatest wisdom is in simplicity. Love, respect, tolerance, sharing, gratitude, forgiveness. It's not complex or elaborate. The real knowledge is free. It's encoded in your DNA. All you need is within you. Great teachers have said that from the beginning. Find your heart and you will find the way.
And I'd like to, you know, I just like to keep this in the divination, the musical divination aspect. I'd like to give the have the Pop Oracle give us a song in response to that. So why don't you pick a number between, what did we have? We had 1, 3, and
six.
And six. So,
and eight.
I mean, three, six, and eight. So
How about four?
Okay. Song number four, the response to the quote from who?
Carlos Berrios.
Carlos Berrios.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Number four.
You're dressed so neat in a 5 o'clock shadow. 5 o'clock shadow. And your hands are cold, but you're warm in a flannel. Warm in a flannel. And your smile holds my heart. Whiskey sleeps as we make our way home from the bar down the street. Bar down the street, and we forget all our troubles for a moment. But we remember these fears for a while. But the tables keep turning, turning. Keep turning, turning round, and I can hardly stand the sound. 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 And through the streets, I'll smile with you. I'll smile. Falling through, anticipating your touch for a moment, and the cold on my cheeks for a while. But the tables keep turning, turning round. The tables keep turning, turning. I can hardly stand the sound. 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 The tables keep turning, turning round. The tables keep turning, turning.
And what was the name of that song?
That song's called Tables.
Tables. And tables. That was the answer. Well, that was the musical response to the quote that Eden read. So, Eden, are you with us still?
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you think about that as a response to the quote which you read?
I'm not sure, but I'm interested in what the clue of the tables keep turning and what is that pointing to, or what, you know, how to look into that aspect of it. I was thinking maybe we could talk about that a little bit because I'm not quite clear on it, but it seems like that's a really important piece of it.
Yeah. What did you guys think?
Well, when I wrote the song, Tables was sort of referring to just the game of love in general, and mm-hmm. Of sometimes, you know, you're the one that likes the other person more, and sometimes it's the other way around. And
The push-pull.
The push-pull aspect of it, and yeah.
The quotes seem to be saying that things are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
That is the nature of life. Things are going to change, and it's how we can be about the change
mm-hmm.
that determines our experience of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to change. It's not going to change whether or not things are going to change. That's not in our power. But it is in our power to, in how we orient ourselves to the change. So I thought that was interesting. You know, that the tables keep turning around. You know, that thing of the cycle of life continuing mm-hmm. to go around.
Yeah, exactly.
And within that, love is a fantastic distraction, almost like a fantastic medicine.
Mm.
You know, I like that through the streets I smile with you, but. Because my winter plans have fallen through.
Yeah.
You know, sort of like we're in a place where as a species, as this change, whatever it is, it probably doesn't look like what we want it to look like. And people who are like yourself, Eden, who are taking it on, you're looking at a change which might be unpleasant coming down the pike and orienting yourself in a way that you can enjoy it, enjoy that ride, because our winter plans have fallen through. We have each other, and we have the world as it is. And we're almost at the end here, but there was one interesting little bit. The line in my stomach, the whiskey sleeps. It just made me think of the lion sleeps tonight. This, like the way, something about that. And thinking of our, you know, the relationship to the lion. That we see it as the king, but it's also the thing at the gates, which scares us. So anyway, I'd love to talk more about this. We wish we had a 2-hour show, but I'm being told that we need to wrap this up. So thanks a lot, Eden, and thanks a lot, Dream Date. In a moment, we're going to come back and let people know where they can find out about you. So please stick around for more Radio 8 Ball. Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. For more on Radio 8 Ball, please visit our site at www.radio8ball.com. I'd like to thank
Dream Date, Eden Sky, Andy Dick,
and of course, our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.